WBBM Noon Business. Our own. He was way back in Cleveland, and we watched him move around as the economy shifted and changed. Man, he's done a good job.
And the banking industry changed quite a bit, too.
Hasn't it ever? Hasn't it ever?
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Even as it tries to sell its newspapers, the Chicago-based Tribune Company is expanding its broadcasting arm, announcing today that it has bought 19 TV stations, making it the nation's biggest U.S. owner of commercial local TV stations. We are talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here as always, guys.
What's the strategy here?
Well, you know, that's a great question because I've heard commentators say that the newspaper business is getting out of buggy whips and into Edsels. And what's interesting is that television is a very mature industry, and a lot of the local TV station operators are taking this opportunity to bail. But the newspaper gang is buying in a big way. Tribune has made a major purchase, obviously, which is what we're talking about today. Gannett just bought all 20 of Belo's TV stations. And the strategy here, ultimately, is that economies of scale. Larger groups mean better negotiations for deals with cable carriers and networks on compensation, better programming deals, better ad buys, a larger distribution platform for digital content, including the print properties. So it's an attempt to diversify their holdings to remain a media company. But again, I think you could have a very interesting conversation about whether we're trading in buggy whips for Edsels here.
Well, and we could see the Tribune Company as a paperless company becoming a broadcasting company.
Absolutely. They're going to be the largest owner of local television stations in the United States. You know, they just emerged from their 2008 bankruptcy back in December. They're talking about selling the newspapers and getting into the television business. So, yeah, it's 19 television stations they're buying for almost $3 billion. The market seems to like it. It's been a distressed stock. It's up 5% today. And what's interesting is about half the TV stations they're buying are old New York Times TV group stations, and half are some old Fox properties that are basically owned by a venture capital group. And, you know, there's no real market leaders from what I can tell in looking at this roster of TV stations, but they are profitable. It is definitely a shift in strategy. This could be it looks like it's on its way to be a broadcasting company. With 14, it's got TV stations in 14 of the top 20 markets, and it's going to be a big operator.
Tom, we've talked with you and others in the past about how the cable television industry has been challenged by the likes of Netflix, Amazon, and other providers. That people, especially younger people, are getting away from big screen television and finding their own resources to watch videos. How does this fact fly in the face of what we're seeing here with the Tribune's acquisition of TV stations in smaller markets? Are they essentially more healthy than the big picture might be, or the networks?
There's some interesting things going on there. You know, for a while in the 90s, it was television station roulette as the values went through the roof and everybody traded licenses, and the recession hit and the values went down. But a couple of things have kind of driven values back up again. If you take a look at the average purchase price here of $142 million a station, that is high. But, we've talked about this before. The Citizens United decision has had a lot to do with an increase in value of local television stations. The specter of spectrum auction by the FCC has boosted the price of TV stations. You never know. There's a chance that some of these groups could buy a TV station only to turn around and sell its spectrum back to the FCC. But what's interesting about this purchase, the Tribune has got some strategic holdings now in Colorado, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, some of the real big ad spending markets when it comes to political season. So, you know, yeah, they are facing the same competitive pressures with the online streaming and a lot of those other things that we have talked about in terms of what's available on the Internet to set your own media agenda in your own home. But broadcasters kind of have a unique position, especially local ones, when it comes to political buying and some of those kinds of things. And quite frankly, a lot of them are looking at ways to leverage their frequency, their spectrum allocation, to deliver mobile content. So that's kind of an area where some experimentation is taking place. And that, too, may make this, it may be a bit of a U-turn for TV stations in terms of their business models as well. So it's, it sounds like a cop-out, but, this could be a great move, or 5 years from now, we could be saying, what the heck were they thinking?
Thank you, Tom. Very interesting how this is all playing out. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv.